5MFC, W4DJW. I didn't get your answer to your question, did I? I need to check with N4IQ Bill and see how he did that to figure out how people are doing that these days.
Japan adapter, it's not worth it. If I have to, I was just thinking maybe a dollar with a, I don't know which way I want to go with it, but I was thinking you might have a quick solution, but I'll do a little bit of research and find out.
With a pan adapter, you can also use a computer screen. I mean, if you have a solution for one, that should be a solution that works on the other, as long as you have a way to get the information into the computer. So if you hear Bill on here or Tom, I think Tom has that, or what you're looking for. And I know you got to be able to tap the IMQ off of the Yaesu. You got to be able to get that. And I know Yaesu, for some radios, makes a card special for that. But I have to do more digging to figure that one out.
Yeah, or seen something where I think, the logging program, HD, Ham Radio Deluxe. Ham Radio Deluxe and another program with a dongle and a couple of drivers, and I think it'll pull it out of the rig controller, but I'm not sure how to do it. It's not that important. I mean, it's just, if I want to do the pan adapter, I'll turn the 991 on. Where are you heading off to?
Headed over to Chad's house at the moment, and then I'm headed back home working on some software. But, I was going to ask you, what you do with your 5000A?
Quite a while ago. At the time, it was just too much radio for what it was, and I wish I still had it.
Don't require the FireWire, which was its Achilles heel. That FireWire, I think, is the reason they switched to the 6000 series. But I think David now does, I don't know that he still has his 5000. He may have traded it for a 6000, but he is into the 66. I think he's got a 6600 now. And I think he likes that a lot. I don't think it's quite as open source. I think it's a little more restricted than the 5000, but I think he likes it nonetheless.
I wanted to talk. I didn't want to program, and that's what the what that was. And I got the 991. I don't know if you're familiar with it. That Yaesu is pretty nice. I've had it side by side with the 1000 Field here, and it holds its own, and it's got everything, and it's pretty compact, and it also has the waterfall, and that's kind of all I was after, was just kind of see what was in the band.
To a radio. I think I saw one of those over at David's house, KB4CBA. I don't know if you remember him, but he's been on here a lot. He's got one. I think Steve's got one. There's several people that have the 991. Once I went to SDRs, I never went backwards. I just stuck with SDRs all the way. And, never really wanted a big, bulky radio. I would be happy if the radio was a bump in the coax and I could do everything on my computer. And there was not a single button or a knob, not even an on-off switch.
The opposite. I want the bling and the knobs. I want to be able to sit and play. Just talked to a guy in France on the, he said he was on the eastern shore. I didn't look him up yet as to where he's at, but that's what you swung the beam around. Got a 5.9. That's what I
want to
do.
In France, I know they've got a western shore. I didn't think they... I'm not familiar with the eastern shore of France. I think it borders up against Italy down there at the bottom and the Alps over there on the other end. Anyway, I talked to Germany yesterday. I think it was on PSK. They came in loud and clear on digital. And that was on a little AN-AN 10, a 10-watt radio. I was only pumping 2 watts out of it, and I was putting that into a Juma 100D, and it was taking that 2 watts and turning it into 20. We had a long conversation on 20 watts from here to Germany and back.
And that was going out over the air?
Yeah, that was all over there. That was 20 meters, P PSK, it used to be PSK was so crowded you couldn't get a conversation in edgewise. And then Joe Taylor, created JT65, and that pulled a bunch of them away from PSK. So there was some breathing room over there, and then FT8 is out, and now FT Call and JS Call and something else. Anyway, there's tons of room available in PSK now, so it's easy to make contacts. Whereas before, it was just way too crowded.
On the keyboard, do you not?
Do that. You can do that through the keyboard. I actually had mine hooked up one time through speech recognition, and I was just talking to it, and it would do all the typing. And I think that a lot of people on the other end were doing the same thing, because we could talk as fast as a protocol could send the typing through. And you can't even have readers on the other end, too. So with a whole lot less bandwidth and a whole lot less power, you can accomplish the same thing.
Good morning. I have to look at my license to make sure I spell my name right. So that's probably another reason why I don't sit there and key. And I tell you what, I tried to listen to some code the other day. I need some practice, seriously. And that went by the wayside for a simple reason, is I had that reader over here where when the code was being, you know, when the dot on it all was going on, I was just looking up there at the letters coming across the screen.
Yesterday afternoon, evening, I was talking, I was on 40 meters with PSK, talking to a guy out west in Arizona or Nevada, somewhere around in there. And I pulled him up in my logbook, and I had a contact with him on CW on 40 meters on 2009, 14 years ago, we talked to each other on CW, and now we're meeting up on PSK.
If you keep a good log of these logging programs now, you can look back to when you started if you're keeping the same log. I'm just using QRZ, but I used to use another logging program. You'd key it in there and see if you talked to the guy 15 years ago. That was kind of nice, but that program is long gone. W5MFC sitting in the shop doing nothing but soldering. I'm chasing a cold solder joint and a radio. And I tell you what, I used to be the king of finding those things. I can't find this one.
Glasses,
Lisa's glasses, and the next door neighbor's glasses underneath the magnifying. I don't see any circular stuff on the traces. I'm just digging. And no matter where you touch the board, it's almost like a ground. No matter where you touch the board, it'll go dead.
Easy to find, but they're all different. They're all unique. Anyway, good luck with it. I won't hold you up from doing that anymore. But if I do find out anything on that, I'll let you know. So one of them is a 991, and the other one was what's that other radio? The other Yaesu?
The big radio is a 1000 Mark V Field, and then the other HF is the 991 Alpha.
Mark V, that's what I need to look for. All right, I won't hold you up. I'll let you go ahead and continue with your, like Ed used to say, rat killing. So hope you kill that rat. Take care. W5MSC, W4, DJ, W Mobile.
73, Dave, be careful. You need to answer holler. W5MSC.
W, KO4LAO.
How you been?
I'm up here on the top of the mountain here in Hendersonville and happened to hear you talking to somebody on the radio.
Hello, W4DJW. You're on the top of the mountain in Hendersonville. What mountain would that be?
Well, it's up here on I-26, I guess it is.
Looks like you're coming in good. Are you on like a handheld or something?
You're kind of a little scratchy and broken, but that's just because of the distance here. I was wondering how the club came out on Winterfield Day.
Really good. We had a large participation. A whole bunch of people turned out. A large fire, a campfire, too. It turned out to be very successful. Got our antennas higher in the sky than we've ever had them, I believe. They were up there, like 60 to 80 feet in the sky. How did you and Ariel do? Did you have anybody else? Were you representing the Greer Club?
Wheels call sign. design, NY4G, and wound up, I think in our category, we were number three, and we picked up 8,000 points, but we didn't push it too hard. We didn't stay up all night. We weren't going for any points. We were going just to have a good time. It was just a reason for us to get out and socialize. The Ariel and myself were the three working in. First time the Greer Club had ever done a winter field day. Did you take any aerial photos while you were doing it? Having a drone with you, but that your dog had gotten sick or something, but brought his and took a couple of photos, but I don't know what he's done with them yet.
My dog was sick. My wife went to Raleigh, so I had to go back and forth to let the dog out, you know, every couple of hours. she wasn't feeling good at all. But I did manage to get half a gigabyte of.
I look forward to maybe seeing them. Are you going to post them on the website?
That is the plan. Yep, we'll get them posted up there. I didn't do any video. I just did still pictures from up above looking down. I tried to take pictures of wire antennas 80 feet up in the air, but they didn't turn out so good. It's hard to see a wire. You know, it's hard to take a picture of a wire in the sky.
Yeah, Ariel just, he just ran a simple dipole, and I don't think we pushed more than 70 watts. He was using his KX3.
About. In fact, I tuned up my digital station to take it up there. I was going to take it up there and do PSK or FT8 or JT65, but I never, you know, with the dog being sick, that was just too much to do going back and forth. Maybe next time. We're planning, though, to have some mini field days between now and the ARRL summer field day, just so that we keep in practice. We used to do that all the time. We'd have a couple of mini field days a year. So our plan is to start that practice back up again.
Well, keep in touch with what's going on now. I'd like to come out and join you. I it's the first time I had a chance to get out and use some of my stuff. I hadn't used in a while, and I learned a few lessons. It was a little chilly that Saturday night.
Guys, what's for those guys up north? hats off to them that weren't out there. The guys we were making contacts with, hats off to those guys, because it is cold up there for them. There was a cold spell going through there. Anyway, I'm about to destinate here, Jim, but good talking to you, and hope to see you at a mini field day between now and the or at the airfield before next ARRL field day.
Membership, so but you probably see out there, but I'll be in touch. W4DJW KO4LAO clear on your phone.
All right, Jim, take care. KO4LAO W4DJW clear.